Début du dialogue 20.
Louise Mensch is back in the news. Do you remember her?
Yes, Louise Mensch was the Conservative Member of Parliament for Corby, and she resigned. And at the by-election last November, the Labour Party won the seat at Corby from the Conservatives. The Socialists were overjoyed. It was the Labour Party's first by-election gain from the Tories in 15 years.
But do you remember why she quit her job as an MP?
No, I'm afraid not. She probably wasn't able to deal with all the demands there are on an MP's time.
Not quite. She resigned because of the strain of living between three places, Corby, London and New York. She had to spend a few days in her constituency at Corby, and she spent at least part of the week in London when Parliament was sitting. She also wanted to spend time with her three children and husband in New York.
Nearly all professions require sacrifices, but it's usually the men who make them. That's normal. It's often the husband who has got the main job, both for status and for pay. And only women can have babies and they're natural child carers. Sorry, did something I said offend you?
No, it's just the general sexist discourse reinforcing that traditional stereotype you've just repeated. As if women's main role in life was to have children and look after them. When women are treated as second-class citizens in that way, it's not surprising what the press did to Hilary Mantel.
Hilary Mantel. She's an author, isn't she? And her latest novels are set in the age of the Tudors. She recently made a fierce attack on Catherine, the Duchess of Cambridge. I remember she said that Prince William's young wife was a jointed doll, a shop window mannequin with no personality of her own. You see, I do keep informed about what our famous women are doing.
Yes, you do indeed, even if you do get hold of the wrong end of the stick. All you seem to have remembered about the episode is the moronic misinterpretation that most of the media put out.
Oh, sorry, what did I get wrong?
What you called a fierce attack by Hilary Mantel on the Duchess of Cambridge was not an attack on her, even if newspapers like the Daily Mail, The Sun and Metro said so. The papers seized on a few phrases from Hilary Mantel's talk, quoted them out of context and totally misrepresented her argument. Even The Independent, which seems to consider itself a serious paper, had the headline, "Hilary Mantel attacks bland, plastic, machine-made Duchess of Cambridge."
That's just what newspapers do to push up their circulation. The journalists were probably too lazy to read the text of Hilary Mantel's talk.
The journalists weren't being lazy or dim-witted, and anyone can read the complete talk for free on the site of the London Review of Books. I suggest you read it yourself. No, the papers were out to cause deliberate harm.
Why on earth do you accuse them of that?
What Hilary Mantel wanted to do was open people's eyes to the way the media are treating the Duchess of Cambridge, and how the royal family and the media manipulate women in general. She wasn't attacking the Duchess of Cambridge. She was attacking papers, like the Daily Mail, for the way they treat the Duchess. And as you know, the papers won't stand being unmasked and denounced for their dirty tricks.
So Hilary Mantel was being supportive of Catherine?
Exactly. Hilary Mantel did not say that, in her opinion, the Duchess of Cambridge was a shop window mannequin with no personality of her own. She did argue that this is the image the media, and the tabloid press in particular, were creating of Catherine.
Ah, interesting.
She spent a lot of her talk discussing Marie Antoinette, Henry VIII and his wives, including Anne Boleyn, and she also discussed the fate of Diana, as well as her daughter-in-law. The public curiosity about the royal family that's fed by the press can become cruelty, as it certainly was in Diana's case. Hilary Mantel's conclusion was, "Don't do to the Duchess of Cambridge what you did to Diana."
Fin du dialogue 20.